Welcome back, everybody. We know that oil had a pretty good start to the year. Crude prices up more than 3% last week, but not so much this week. Jared Blickery now with a look at what is pressuring oil prices, at least here in the early going. Jared?
That's right. And you'll remember we've been talking about energy being the leading sector of the year. Crude oil just falling off a little bit today. You can see it's down about 0.9% on the Wi-Fi Interactive. And we just got the settlement seconds ago. $78.23 per barrel is that official price. Of course, it still continues trading in the electronic market here. And we can see so down 0.9%, not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. You look at the 6-day price action, still holding on to gains of 1.5%. And let's take a longer term view. Let's get to a 3-month chart, and we can see we've now reclaimed over half of the losses from that steep sell off due to the Omicron virus rearing its head in early December. And after that, we got to check the energy sector heat map because it's a little bit mixed today. We can see little flashes of green. It looks like Total up about 0.4%, ConocoPhillips up 29 basis points, but it's really what has happened in the preceding days. And you can see a lot of these names standing on some huge gains. Exxon is up almost 12%. ConocoPhillips is up 12%. And some of the smaller names also sitting on some pretty nice gains. Here's Occidental Petroleum. Just take a look at the last year of trading, up 61%, hasn't taken out that high from earlier in the year. But does energy have room to go? You look at any max chart and you will see that, yes, there is a lot of territory to be reclaimed here. Guys?
All right. Thanks a lot, Jared.